Hi, this is Beth Joan Shaw with Spirit of Success, and welcome to First Things First, a weekly devotional for business women who desire God's guidance as we seek to honor Him with our businesses. We meet by teleconference each week on Monday mornings to hear a word from the Lord and to encourage each other in prayer. Do you remember back in geometry class studying congruent triangles? Those were triangles that were the same in size or shape, where the angles were the same. You know, I've gotten to see examples of congruent triangles the past few months as I look outside my office windows and watch the construction of the new houses being built all around our area and across the street now in particular. Several of the houses are at the stage of getting the trusses installed that will form their roofs. The trusses are huge congruent triangles. They have to be equal in shape and size in order for the roof to be stable and not collapse. Congruence provides for things to match, to agree, to be consistent in order for something to work. Okay, so I'm certain that we've had enough of geometry class for today, but let's not lose the understanding of congruence, meaning when things are the same, when they match, when they're in harmony, because congruence is our fifth priority for living life to the fullest. We've been studying the 10 priorities of living life to the fullest. Number one was mindset. Number two was gratitude. Number three was purpose. Number four was community. And number five today for living life to the fullest is the priority of congruence. Now, specifically, to be congruent between our thinking and our actions. You know, it's something that you teach your kids from a young age, to be certain that they're not only doing what you instruct them to do, but that they also have the right attitude about it. Well, now, sometimes that can be a struggle, especially with teenagers, perhaps, who roll their eyes and sigh loudly when you give them instructions, and they want you to know that they're not 100% on board at the moment. Okay, that's teenagers sometimes. But can that also be us as adults sometimes? Oh, I know I've had my moments of sighings and even grumblings when I'm not 100% on board with a family issue, perhaps, or a workplace issue or a career issue that I'm facing. Yes, I've been there. What helps me at those times, though, is to remember congruence. Congruence. If my attitude doesn't match my actions, if I begrudgingly obey, then I'm no better than the Israelites who mumbled and grumbled their way across the desert for 40 years, and poor Moses had to put up with it all. I do remember that. When I start my own mumbling and grumbling, I think, who is the poor Moses having to put up with me? Well, the Apostle Paul wanted to instruct his friends in Philippi to remember to be congruent in their attitudes and actions because others were watching. No easy task. Let's take a look. At Philippians chapter 2 in verse 14, Paul is writing from prison, remember, and he's helping his friends back in Philippi who also are very much in danger of being persecuted themselves to be incongruent with their attitudes and actions. Listen to how Paul is writing, but so encouragingly. That's what we need to listen for. Philippians 2, starting in verse 14. Do everything, Paul writes, without complaining or arguing, so that you may become blameless and pure, children of God without fault in a crooked and depraved generation, in which you shine like stars in the universe as you hold out the word of life, in order that I may boast on the day of Christ that I did not run or labor for nothing. But even if I am being poured out like a drink offering on the sacrifice and service coming from your faith, I am glad and rejoice with all of you. So you too should be glad and rejoice with me. You know, there sat Paul in prison, and yet he's saying, you know what? Don't complain. Don't argue. Do everything with a right attitude. Don't just do things begrudgingly so that you can shine like stars in the universe. You know, the Philippians didn't have an easy road either. They were really in the minority as Christians, and they were in constant danger of being persecuted, not just made fun of, but really seriously persecuted, jailed, or worse. They had every excuse to grumble and mumble, but Paul encouraged them to be aware of what that would do to their testimony. When he says to hold out the word of life, that's the testimony of the life of Christ. Kind of like a roof whose trusses are not congruent. That roof is in danger of collapsing in on itself. Well, that's what can happen to our own witness for Christ. It may collapse if we mumble and grumble and forget. As children of God, we've got the opportunity instead to shine like stars in the universe. What an exciting thought that today, to be congruent, that what God has asked us to do, that we have the right attitude about it, so that we can then shine on Christ, to just shine his glory that others would see and come to know him. Congruence, the priority of congruence, is key to living life to the fullest. To not just begrudgingly do things, but to do it because you're there to please the Lord, because he's given us the opportunity that even when we don't understand, that we know that he has the best intention and in store for us. And so with the right attitude and the right action in congruence, we shine like stars in the universe, and God gets the glory. Well, thank you for listening, and I pray that you received a message from God today that will encourage and equip you to do your work as unto the Lord. And if you'd like to participate in our weekly live First Things First Telebible Study time, just email me, Beth@spiritofsuccess.com. Thank you, and God bless.